previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Welcome back on the show, Richard. The show rhymes. Richard, in case you don't know, he is from the National Hijack Prevention Academy. He makes it his business to know about crime trends in South Africa, what to know, how to prevent, and all that. It's been a bit of a busy year again. Guys, in your industry, you work hard.
It has been a busy year. You know, I can't believe we're in December already, but crime has increased this year. Although statistics show us there's a bit of a decrease, but your violent crimes have increased.
Oh, no. And December, the criminals will be very opportunistic.
They will be very opportunistic, but your petty crimes increase quite drastically in December.
Yeah. Here's already a voice note that came in, and you're very, very welcome to send us your voice note, any questions or things that you need to know about your area, trends. You can fire them away on 084 850 0942. This is from Rams.
Hi, Martin. It's Rams. I got a call from one of my colleagues. They were traveling on N4 just after the Bronkhorstspruit toll gate, and then between Bronkhorstspruit toll gate and the Hans Stradom off ramp, they hit some object there. I think it's spikes, and two of their tires got damaged. But luckily, they did not stop immediately after that incident. They drove a bit, but it was bad. It was bad because more than 8 cars were affected by the same thing, and then two guys were stabbed. One guy came to us looking for help because they took their phones and their shoes. The tip from my side that I can provide is that when they experience something like this, if the car is drivable, they must not stop because these guys, it appears to me, they are on foot. So if you drive a bit for 2 to 3 kilometers, they leave you. So they targeted people who stopped immediately, and they take their belongings, they rob them. So it's not safe there on N4 towards Pretoria from Witbank.
Imagine getting stabbed for your shoes and a phone. You've told us about this before.
Correct.
You need to outdrive them. And it's possible.
Correct. How it works is you get the person that places the spike in the road. Then he runs between 300 and 500 meters further, and he lies in the veld with his friends. So ideally, you want to get between 5 and 6 kilometers further. Your vehicle's rim can take a tremendous amount of hammering. So bring your speed down, nothing more than about 25, 30 kilometers an hour, 5, 6 kilometers further. Let's imagine now your car breaks alongside the road and late in the evening. Do you sit inside your vehicle or do you exit the vehicle?
Good question.
You know, inside your vehicle, you are not safe. You're drawing attention to yourself. If your car's on the side of the road and it's not in the way of oncoming or bypassing vehicles, don't put your emergency lights on. Yes, but Richard, the Road Traffic Management Act says you must. Yes, they wrote the act 30 years ago. Crime was not that high. Yes, but someone can stop and help you. Yes, someone can stop and rob you. You take what you want out of your vehicle, always walk across the road, in the veld, sit flat on your bum, just watch the light when you do your phone calls and so, and wait for help. If you now see someone stop behind your vehicle and they break your window and they enter your vehicle, don't shout there from far, "Hey, the macula!" You know, 30 years ago, the robbers would run away. Now they say, "There's the phone calling me, the watch on the arm, the wallet full of bank cards calling me." You move away and let it be. There's no item in the world more important than your safety.
Than your own life.
Correct.
What spikes?
Road spikes is any metal object that'll damage the tire. So you basically drive over it, the tire bursts,
like,
and it deflates.
Clipper boxed in a
convert, for all in your Mpumalanga area, Limpopo, gebruik hulle klippe en bakstene. Jy weet, maar nou baie mense sê vir jou, moenie daaroor ry nie. Dis nie so maklik nie. As jy nou in die aand ry, jou voertuig se ligte skyn omtrent 45 meter voor jou. Jy weet, as jy nou op dim is, jy sê tog nou nie vir vroutkie, hoor, jy bly stil julle, ons moet nou vir spikes kyk of klippe nie. Nou ry jy. Kom ons sê ons cruise 130 tussen 130, jy weet daar rond.
Dis wat 129, Richard.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Dis wat ek wou sê.
129.
Op 130 beweeg jou kar amper 40 meter per sekonde. Nou ry jy. Wat staan? Wat? Dis te laat, jy's oor die spike. Ja. Hou op vir jouself sê as jy oor iets gery het, omdat jy dit nie gesien het nie. Hou op vir jouself sê it could have been a pothole, it could have been a rock, it's nothing. Jy wil afstand tussen jouself en waar die aanval gebeur.
Ja.
Jammer ek val nou in. As jy deur 'n tolhek gaan en 'n kort afstand na die tolhek kom jy nou agter, maar hoorie, ek het 'n papwiel. Die eerste ding wat jy doen is jy vra vir jouself, hoe ver is ek van die tolhek af? Ons kry gevalle veral Vrydag-aande en Sondag-aande as mense weggaan vir 'n naweek wegbreekie.
Ja, ja.
Dan gaan hulle deur die tolhekke, dan ry hulle oor bottle caps. Jy weet jou koeldrank botteltoppie. Ja. Dan sit hulle skroewe en spykers daarin. Die rower weet jou band gaan pap wees tussen 3 en 3.5 kilometer van daar af. So jy vra jouself, as ek daai papband kry, hoe ver is ek van die tolhek af?
Okay.
As jou antwoord is, nee man, die tolhek voel baie naby, of beweeg 'n addisionele 3 km straat af, of maak 'n U-draai en gaan terug na die tolhek toe.
Now, don't they have cameras and stuff up at these toll gates?
They do, but monitoring the toll gate. You know, if you look at December on the evening, there's so much chaos. There's the volumes of cars.
So what they use, rocks, buckstena, actual spikes, like
correct,
nails.
Yes, that they weld, yeah.
That they weld onto, I've seen those, metal, weld onto metal strips, and even nails in bottle caps, correct, and that kind of thing. Anything else you want to know this morning? Latest crime trends going into December, maybe something to be vigilant about. We're going to fire these questions off to Richard this morning. Richard Brousseau. Richard Brousseau makes it his business to know about crime trends, prevention, and all that. We were talking about spiking, which is definitely something we've seen more prevalent in South Africa the last while.
Oor die hele spikes, veral nou so oor die Desember tydperk, is dit iets wat meestal in die aande gebeur of kry dit nou maar deesdae weet enige tyd van die dag?
Good question.
Spiking mostly, I would say 90% of the time, is in the evening, between 9 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning. You do get isolated cases, but that's more rocks during the day. But spiking, it's a night crime.
Next.
Kry hulle nog steeds baie merkers vir mense se huise. Dis die trend nog steeds daar dat hulle takkies in 'n sekere formasie pak of 'n blikkie beteken dit, 'n chipsakkie beteken dit.
You see that on Facebook and stuff.
You do. That started during, or just before COVID, where a red Coca-Cola can would mean this, a grapetizer this, and a green can. It's never ever been proven in South Africa. You know what?
Oh, really?
If you get cans or anything, if you live on a farm, it might be a different scenario. But if you live in the town, in a residential area, go pick it up. Jy het 'n vuil driveway, gaan maak dit skoon. Daar is nie sulke goed nie. Dit is nog nooit bewys
vir dit.
Selfoon tegnologie.
At this stage.
Correct,
at
yes.
Stage. You had a question about
I do.
Call.
Yeah, so Richard, I drive a lot by myself, often at night, or with my children. So this happens, I get in my car, run across the road now. Who do I actually call if I'm sitting on some stretch of highway? Because yeah, I can call
good
Martin, caller, but they're far. Who do I call?
You know what? It sounds silly and everybody says stay in contact with family and friends. It's not that easy.
No.
But you are going to have to nominate one of your friends or so. You women alone.
Yeah.
That you can rely on that person, that you can make a phone call. And you know that person will then go out and make an effort to get hold of you. But it is nowadays a tracking system inside your vehicle, someone that can constantly monitor your vehicle.
Okay.
Let's say you're going on holiday now and you've got a tracking system in your vehicle. Give your partner or close friend your login code and just stay in contact, because what happens a lot of time is you get involved in crime or they target you. The only person that's going to realize something is wrong is a close friend or a family member. Yeah. The police won't know.
Yeah.
And that's the person you want to rely on. So give them your login code so they can check. Organisasie daarby van Renan's pas. Nee,
sorry,
okay.
Your login code for what?
Your tracking system. That they can monitor you on, you know, the computer or so on to see where you are at what time.
Also,
so,
you can share your journey.
You can. Yes. On
apps.
Mm, yes.
Yeah,
you can. One of the more important things I think I've learned in the last few years is have the number of your local police station handy. I know when you're traveling, it's not necessarily
great. Well, that's
great,
the problem, yeah.
But if you actually know who the station commissioner is or whatever it is, they might be able to tell you, oh, I'll get hold of so-and-so at that police station.
Got
it's
you.
Just another contact.
Okay.
Because if you try the emergency line, it might not be answered.
All right, before we let you go, Is there something new that we should know about going into the holiday season?
What always has been there, but it has increased in the last month, is when the robbers, they drive next to your vehicle and they point there's something wrong with your vehicle. During the course of the year, normal work time, they like to target branded vehicles. Holidays, they like to target either individuals alone or families that travel and pull a caravan or a trailer, where they come next to you and they point to your vehicle, indicating there's something wrong. So you know, we know about this. So you acknowledge, thank you, and off you go. Then about 1 or 2 minutes later, a second vehicle comes past you and they do exactly the same. Now the robber has created doubt. So now you think, but Nieman, there is something wrong. You stop, they stop behind you and they say, look under the vehicle, check. As you go down, they push you behind the neck and they've got hold of you and your family. If anybody points to you, there's something wrong. Slightly let go of the steering wheel. If there's no vibration on the steering wheel or there's no light flashing on the dashboard, you ignore it. But try and make contact with someone, that friend, that colleague, whatever. Listen, this is where I am. This is what happened to me. And this is where I'm traveling to right now. If I don't phone you within the next 10 minutes, something has happened to me.
You know, every now and then on toll roads, you see that there's an emergency number. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Do they work?
They do work, yes.
They do work. Should they not put that up really clearly at toll gates?
It is advisable, yes. That's a good idea.
Is it there?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if it's there, but that's a very good idea.
Correct.
Yes.
Like, at every toll gate in South Africa, there should be a board, a really big one with a very simple number that, that you should either screen grab or someone in the car should take down.
Yeah.
Correct.
That they know. And then, because you're paying for a service, that's what the toll gate is for.
Yes.
And that's part of the service, isn't it?
And that freeway that you're paying for to drive on is supposed to take responsibility for your safety on their road. So it's 100% right.
How many of us know the numbers for these?
Absolutely not.
No idea.
And
absolutely
it's there.
Not.
Yeah.
And it's there. And presumably there would be patrol cars or somebody much closer there than a nearest police station or a family member or stuff like that. So maybe that's a nice little tip for the holiday season, is make sure you save those numbers. What route are you using? What is the emergency number on that route? And also, I think people also use those numbers if they want to report fires or accidents and that kind of stuff. Richard, thank you very much for your time. I know you're going to leave us a little takeaway there on for our social media, tips for the holiday season. Merry Christmas to you and your family. It's always good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the info.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester, I arrange my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.